Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist.
It's all about the meaning you give the experience. Hey guys, I'm back here inspired in spirit to share with you guys a really important aspect about our unconscious mind. It's one of its prime directives, in fact, which is it's designed to be a meaning-making process. Every single thing that is happening outside of you, your unconscious mind is assigning a meaning to that experience. And this is happening unconsciously out of your awareness, whether you decide or not. There are meaning-making processes that are happening within your mind. And sometimes those meanings are out of place. They're inaccurate. And what they do is they create a feeling. And they create a feeling based on that meaning. And if there are certain repetitions that happen with the same meaning and same feeling, we create what is known as our beliefs. Because all beliefs are decisions. Whether we decide it consciously or unconsciously, we decided. And that has come from the meaning-making process. So the precursor to your beliefs is your meaning-making process that you assign, and therefore you believe that to be true. So here's a simple example. If you grew up in an environment where you were constantly told that you're not good enough, or your results at school isn't good enough, or you're not doing enough, there will always be a deep unconscious meaning-making process that potentially will go, well, my mom or dad or brother or whatever always tells me that on repeat. Maybe I am that way. Maybe I am not good enough. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I am lazy. Maybe I am slow. And that becomes a belief. And then what happens is we act on that belief. As in previous episodes, when I define the power of changing your beliefs, which changes your reality, this will be a great episode to tie with what I'm currently sharing with you. So from the meaning-making process, we constantly assign beliefs that happens both consciously or unconsciously. And now we end up becoming a filter to our experience of reality, a filter to filter through our experiences based on the beliefs that we hold. So the meaning-making process is extremely important to be aware of. And to catch yourself if you're assigning a meaning to something that doesn't really make sense. You sometimes take things personal when it's not necessarily aimed at you. Or you become sensitive because you've given a meaning that almost becomes personal to you, although it's not about you. And this is very powerful to become aware of, as the more you're aware of the meaning you're assigning to your external experiences, the more you can change those meanings so they make you feel different. And by changing the meanings, you're changing your perspective, you're changing your perception of that experience, and that changes everything. And how do we tap into that? When do we tap into that? One good indicator when to tap into it is when you're not feeling well, you're feeling upset, angry, fearful, in pain. And usually that's feedback to the quality of your thinking. It's feedback to the meaning-making process that you're assigning. And if it's not a good feeling, then it's out of alignment from your natural state. So you need to change your perception and change the meaning of that experience. So you don't become the victim anymore and you become the cause, you become the creator of and you become in charge of your emotional state, your internal emotional state by changing the meaning. So here's a reminder to become more aware of the meanings you're giving your external experiences. When someone says something to you, or when someone looks at you a certain way, what meaning are you giving that? And is that serving you or not? This is really important. And usually those meanings are connected to our limiting beliefs. So if we believe we're not good enough, we will continue to find experiences that will assign that meaning to that experience. And now we feel not good enough. We feel unworthy. So again, here's a reminder to tap in and become more aware of this prime directive of your unconscious mind, which is the meaning-making process. When you change the meaning, you change the feeling, and you get back into your full power, into the preferred state of being, which is how you think and how you feel. Much love to you all, and positive energy.